Blog Talk Radio.
June the 6th, 911 call comes in from Benghazi to the White House. Hey, how you doing today? Hey, we could use a little help out here. Al-Qaeda just blew a hole in the wall, and they left leaflets saying more attacks are coming. You think we could get a little bit of protection out here at the consulate? We're wide open out here. Don't worry. Obama will protect you. He got Bin Laden. A few days later, 911 call to the White House from Benghazi. Yes, go ahead. Hey, when are we going to get this hole in the wall fixed? Well, we have to put it out for bid, and we got to get three contractors before we can approve anything. Oh, wait a minute. They just made an award. It looks like Al-Qaeda was the low bidder. 911 call from Benghazi to the White House. Go ahead. Listen, you know, the consulate, this is the consulate in Benghazi. You know, these Libyan troops you sent to protect us, they're taking pictures of our compound. Oh, not to worry. They always take pictures. It is their custom, and we have to go along with it. We have to be politically correct. 911 call to the White House 2 days later. This is the White House. Go ahead. Hey, listen, where is the Libyan police that were supposed to guard us 24 hours and have a roving patrol? Sorry, we can only get enough for the main gate. What, can't we get some Americans instead? All the Americans are busy. Busy doing what? Evacuating.
My friends, after the June 6th attack, we should have been, our defenses should have been more than adequate. And we should have had an attack and defense scenario, and it should have been a walkthrough. We should have rehearsed a possible attack and defending against it. Back on D-Day, June the 6th, no Navy, no Air Force, no Marines, no SEALs jumping out of planes. What happened here? Who called this? Who called their protection off? Who took their pants down? 911 call to the White House. Go ahead. This is the White House. Hi, this is Ambassador Stevens. Why have you turned down my repeated requests for beefed up protection? Sorry, they've been denied by Washington officials. Which Washington officials? Sorry, that's top secret. 911 from Benghazi to the White House. This is the White House. Go ahead. Listen, this is April the 6th. Since April the 6th, when I told you the two Libyans just threw an IED over the fence, we'll make note of it. 911 to the White House. This is the White House. Go ahead. There's a gun battle going on four clicks away from us. They're attacking the Ministry of Interior. They're trying to seize the vehicle fleet that belonged to Gaddafi. And they are using anti-aircraft guns and RPGs. They just stopped one of our local guards and they took away his radio and let him go. April the 26th, 911 call to the White House. This is the White House. Go ahead. Hey, listen, there's fighting and gunfire at a trade event in the consulate here. The two South African contractors have just been kidnapped. Two RPG rounds just were fired at the Red Cross. Okay, we'll make note of it and get back to you. 911 to the White House. This is the White House. Go ahead. This is from Benghazi. Our ambassador took a run this morning, his normal run, and on Facebook, Al-Qaeda has posted his picture, and they're calling for his death. Should we continue taking the run in the morning? We'll get back to you.
June the 10th, 911 call out of the White House.
This is the White House. Go ahead.
Listen, this is the consulate in Benghazi. We're the only flag of flying. All the Europeans have left. Everybody's gone but us. What should we do?
We'll get back to you. Can you wait till after the election? 911, a call from Benghazi to the White House. This is the White House. Go ahead.
Listen, we've been up here for 2 hours now. We don't see any rescue attempts coming.
Are there anybody coming? Is there anybody coming to help us? We're up here. We're all alone. What are you going to do? 50 men have just climbed over the wall, and there's a backup team of another 50. There's a mortar platoon setting up. These guys got 50 caliber machine guns. They're here to stay. Where is our rescue team? Where are the SEALs? Where is the Navy? Where is the Air Force? Are you watching this on real time? Can't you see we're dying? Why have you abandoned us? Hello? 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 I know you can see us, you bastards. You sold us out.
Who fears to speak of 98? Who blushes at the name? When cowards mock the patriot's fate, who hangs his head for shame? He is all a knave and half a slave, who slights his country thus. But a true man, like you, man, you can fill your glass with us. We drink the memory of the brave, the faithful and the few. Some lie far off beyond the wave, some sleep in Ireland too. All are gone, but still lives on the fame of those who died. All true men, like you men, remember them with pride. Some on the shores of distant lands their weary hearts have laid, and by the stranger's heedless hands their lonely graves were made. But though their clay be far away, beyond Atlantic foam, it's true men, like you men, their spirits are still at home. The dust of some is Irish earth, among their own they rest, and the same land that gave them birth has caught them to her breast. And we will pray that from their clay full many a race may start, of true men, like you men, to act as brave a part. They rose in dark and evil days to right their native land. They kindled here a living blaze that nothing shall withstand. Alas, that might can vanquish right. They fell and passed away. But true men, like you men, are plenty here today. Then here's their memory. May it be for us a guiding light to cheer our strife for liberty and teach us to unite. Through good and ill, be Ireland still, though sad is theirs your fate, and true men, like you men, like those of 98.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Being that Osama bin Laden is President of the United States and the Commander-in-Chief, can he be charged under the Uniform Code of Military Justice with a violation of Article 99, a cowardice in the face of the enemy? Well, there's certain ingredients that have to be met before he can be charged with cowardice. One is he has to run away. Or two, he has to abandon his post. Three, he has to neglect his mission. Four is he has to throw his weapons away. Five, he has to conduct with cowardly conduct. Six, he quits his place of duty to plunder. Seven, causes false alarms. Eight, fails to encounter the enemy. Nine, does not afford practical relief. If those two remaining asils on that rooftop could charge him with cowardice in the performance of the commander-in-chief, could they say he ran away? You could say he ran away when he hung up the 911 call phone. Could you say he abandoned the troops in the field? And you could say when he hung up the phone, he abandoned the troops in the field. Could you say he neglected those troops? Yes, you could say that because he gave them no support. It was almost a setup. Four, did he try to disarm the troops? Well, he provided no protection. That's a form of disarmament. Five, could he be charged with cowardly conduct? That's a tough one. That's a tough one. It all depends on what his motives were. Six, did he quit his place of duty to plunder? Yes, he did. He walked away from dying men and flew to Las Vegas to get champagne contributions. Causes of false alarms. Yes, he did. He put out a video recall that had nothing to do with the Al-Qaeda attack on Benghazi. Eight, he fails to encounter. Most definitely failed to encounter. All you got to do is get a map of Benghazi and plot the distance from Sagona Air Base to Benghazi, and you'll see the distance is somewhere between 420 miles and 480 miles. A jet plane could be there, an F-16 could be there full throttle in 20 minutes. A C-130, some say an hour, some say 2 hours. So let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's say a C-130 gunship, 2 hours. A drone that fires Hellfire missiles. What about anybody off the coast? There's no Navy. We got no Navy no more. What's happening here? Why were these guys abandoned? Yeah, fails to encounter. Definitely. And does not afford practical relief? I would say he did not afford practical relief. He didn't even drop flowers. Yeah, but he's doing good on shovel-ready jobs. He's already buried 2,000 Americans from Afghanistan, plus a SEAL Team 6, which was wiped out in a phone-ahead ambush that was covered up in 24 hours. As a matter of fact, it was covered up in 60 minutes, and it wasn't covered on 60 minutes. Those guys, those were all shovel-ready jobs. So I would say out of the 9 articles that could represent cowardice in the face of the enemy, he ran away, he abandoned, he neglected, he disarmed. I'm going to give him a pass on cowardly conduct. He quits his place of duty to plunder. So we got 5 out of 6 counts he's guilty of, in my mind. Causes false alarms, 6 out of 7 counts. Fails to encounter, 7 out of 8 counts. And does not afford. So out of 9 charges under Article 19, cowardice in the face of the enemy, which calls for a maximum death penalty of death by firing squad, he would have to face a firing squad. He could be convicted on 8 out of 9 counts. How sad. How sad. This is the first time in my lifetime I'm hearing the President of the United States and being called by people a treasonous bastard. Look how far we've fallen, and we've done it by our own hand. We have put incompetence in office.
who are doing nothing but destroying the nation and making a name for themselves and filling their little personal treasuries with bounties while they have us fighting amongst each other. We are now Uncle Sap instead of Uncle Sam. And speaking of saps, why are we giving welfare to foreign countries when we can't even pay our own bills? How can you do that? You come home with your paycheck and you gave it all to foreigners. What would your wife say? What would your wife say? Well, listen, I took care of everybody. Yeah. We're in trouble, man. We got a bleeding treasury. And I just saw on Fox Business a guy talking about a capital gains tax for stock sales. If you make money on stock, you used to pay 15%, and as of January, you're going to pay 40%. 40% from 15 to 40. What kind of an increase is that? 2,000%? What a joke. And they're also talking about possibly rolling over your 401k into a national retirement system. We used to call it Social Security. Yeah. Now, do you get to vote on your 401k? Or does your representative vote for you? Yeah. Oh, well, you mean like Chuck Schumer? Are you going to vote for me? Yeah. We're in trouble, folks. We're in trouble. I tell you what I see 10 years from now. You want to know what I see? From a sage's eyes. How's this sound? 70% unemployment and 70% in taxes. What do you think? Is it possible? I don't know. We may all be working for the Chinese. If they come and foreclose on all the houses they got that we got mortgages with them on. No, we're not gonna take the house this time. Yeah, we're not gonna take no FEMA, Freddie Mac, Susie Q. No, we're gonna take the house. And we got people to move in. No problem. Yeah. We're in trouble. We're going down the tubes. Racially, we're gonna be against each other. Yes, it's going to be black against white, husband against wife, cat against the dog. There will be no harmony in Harmonyville. Hang in there. I'll give you a tune to further depress you. Before I forget, I wanted to mention this. Have you noticed that since Obama came to power, that they no longer tell you the death count of American troops? In any war zone, they are now classified as NATO troops. So we lost 2,000 NATO troops in Afghanistan in 4 years. Do you know how many American troops Bush lost in 8 years in Afghanistan? 461. Obama has lost 2,000 NATO troops. The press tells you NATO troops because you think they're all being buried in Holland. I got news for you. They're all buried with shovel-ready jobs here in the United States. Another thing that bothers me under this Obama caliphate is that when they talked about the murder of the Benghazi 4, the press conveniently forgets their names. It's the ambassador, Chris Stevens, and three other Americans. Three other Americans? If you can say Chris Stevens, you could say Ty Woods, you could say Sean Smith, you could say Glenn Doherty. Why is it the ambassador and three others? The three others aren't as important as the ambassador? They were more important than the ambassador. They stayed alive longer. Well, at least two of them did. And I don't know how any politician, chief of staff, Pentagonian, FBI agent, CIA agent, could sit in a ready room, ready to do nothing, and watch on a live video the deaths of four Americans, at least two of them on that rooftop. and they waited up there for at least 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 hours for help to arrive. They were listening for that cavalry charge bugle. They never heard it. What they heard was, God is going to take you now. That's what they heard. They were sold out by politically correct murderers. All should be charged with treason. They turned their back on him. They hung up the phone. I wonder if they said, turn it off, I can't watch it anymore. Or did they just leave the room and let it play out? Somebody was there. Somebody committed that crime. Somebody betrayed this country. Somebody betrayed the life of one American, which is a capital crime. That's treason. And treason's in season, and Obama's the reason. Completely broken country. We are broken internally, financially, structurally. We are on the way out. We are finished. The UN will be ruling us from Manhattan. We're in trouble. Our churches one day will close, as will our hospitals. We're in trouble. We're going back to Bolshevism 1917. Bartender, a half a glass of champagne. The good news is child murder is down by 5% in the United States. So what's 5% of 1,200,000 abortions? 60,000. We killed 60,000 less kids this year than the year before. Boy, that's a feather in our cap, isn't it? You know what's up? STDs among young kids. Yep. That's not a feather in the cap. Take the other feather out. And you know what else is up? And nobody talked about it. Not one politician in his big campaign for the presidency or for a dog catcher. Not one politician ever mentions the drug problem in the United States. Instead, they brag about legalizing weed. You know what? We may need more shovel-ready jobs. Now, we hear through the grapevine that the marijuana is being laced with cocaine so that they can hook the kids on marijuana. So, and how do I know? Because I met a young lady, goes to high school, and she said, oh yeah, they tested our class. They drug tested the class. And one fellow, he tested positive for marijuana and tested positive for cocaine. Do you know that when a policeman pulls you over for erratic behavior while driving, he can only give you a test for alcohol? Drugs is off limits. So whatever stats they give you for DWI, you can double them or triple them depending on how you count. Yeah, that's just what the country needs, more drugs. And now, and Holland, who everybody goes, well, the Netherlands have it, and they don't have a problem. They don't have a problem. You know any idea how much sin is taking place in Holland? They are now making it legal for child pornography. Yeah, we're going to follow that example, too? I don't think so. I don't think so, but you know what? I've been wrong before. Do you think we need a recount for this election? Do you think this election was stolen from under the American people? Why would absentee ballots filled out in Afghanistan by American troops go into a warehouse classified as ammo and not discovered until one day after the election? Why would somebody do that? Is it because the American troops vote American? That's why. Do you think Alan West really lost the election? I believe I heard somewhere there were 17 districts there was not one Republican vote in. Not one. You think that the election was rigged? Have we been hoodwinked? Is it true what Joseph Stalin says? It doesn't matter who votes. It only matters who counts the vote. Oh, man. Would that be sad or would that be good, good to find that out? And what would we do if we did find it out? Would we give him President Pinocchio pants pass? What the president does in the Oval Office is nobody's business?
Yeah, I like that. You know, oh, I like when the liberals say, oh, yeah, what a man does in the privacy of his bedroom is nobody's business. Can we get a warrant for the attic and the basement and the garage?
Yeah, what a joke. We've been suckered.
Permit me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kick. I dwell in a dark dominion away down by the river Styx. The devil has sent me here because I'm full of wicked tricks. And I'm such a popular fellow among all you lunatics. I teach a course in ruination from the devil's text. To fools who can't withstand temptation, step right up, you're next. I hail from a hollow hellhole down along the river Styx. Allow me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kicks. When an old wolf starts prowling out among the young lambs howling, don't you know he's looking for kicks? When a young cat full of fly tricks spends his evenings chasing fly chicks, 10 to 1 he's looking for kicks. Kicks is always in demand, cause kicks is full of fun and laughter. Lots of folks get out of hand because it's only kicks they're after. Shady lady and her lover operating undercover, she knows sin and virtue don't mix. Her mama raised her prim and proper, but now wild horses couldn't stop her when she's on a manhunt for kicks. Kicks, yeah, yeah, looking for kicks, just kicks, nothing but kicks. I'm Satan's sinful servant sent to get you in a fix, so look me up just anytime. The name is Mr., name is Mr., name is Mr. Kicks.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I had done that show earlier when the 911, copy of 911 Benghazi call, when we started to learn that we had been lied to as usual. And tonight, 60 Minutes had a British mercenary on who was one of the first guys to see the ambassador after he was killed, and he had gone in to bring out some bodies, and it was very good. But the one thing that they didn't cover on 60 Minutes was two guys died up on a rooftop from mortar fire. But there was a third guy who survived. And his name was never given. We were never told who he was. And after the initial announcement that there was a survivor who was up on the roof for 20 hours, all information regarding him disappeared from the communist news. And Fox doesn't know anything. But apparently he was up there for 20 hours. And he's a witness, an eyewitness to what took place. And they've been moving him around from hospital to hospital and changing his name. And this is what I learned from the news, and now the news is not talking about it. Also, he's been given a lie detector test every day to make sure he hasn't talked to anybody. And if you don't think you're living in a Soviet gulag, you got another thing coming. The Democrats, or as what I call them, the new improved Communist Party, will always refer to the Nazis who were defeated in 1945. There were two great socialist powers in the world at that time. One was the Nazi Party, which was the National Socialist Party, and the other one was the Communist Party. And the Communist Party survived and is at work today here in the United States and may have a president in office. And a KGB financial officer who may be George Soros, and this is all alleged. I have to say alleged or else somebody will come and arrest me. Yeah, like they did to that woman reporter down in Washington, D.C. That's another story. I don't want to get off the track. I'm watching 60 Minutes. The next one they bring up, the next issue they bring up, is Snowden, the KGB agent. Now, I believe, in my expert opinion, that Snowden was a KGB officer. And he was in, NSA? And National Security Arrangement. And he defected to the communists. First he went to China. And China said, "You're too hot, boy. We can't take you. But leave the paperwork." And so he quickly fled to his payer, the USSR, the new improved Soviet Union, under the auspices of Vladimir Putin. Putin is a short abbreviation for Rasputin, the mad monk. But Putin, if he ran for president in the United States, he could beat Obama with a campaign slogan saying, "I'm less of a communist than this guy is." But this Snowden, the communists are treating him like a hero, and the communist propaganda in the press is he was fighting for Americans' freedom of speech. No way in hell. This guy is a traitor. He's already gotten people killed. The CIA will cover up all their losses. You won't know about it. And then they had on the ex-CIA director, and they got him to say that waterboarding and torture is not the American way. I got news for you, man. When it's your loved ones who are about to die in 5 minutes or less, all is fair in love and war. And the scenario I use is pick the one you love the most. Pick just one that you love the most, who makes your day every day, whose smile lights up your world, and put that a victim in the hands of a smiling Al-Qaeda who's under arrest, sitting at a table with an ACLU lawyer and 9 inches of legal paper, and your loved one is in a bag buried in the earth with 5 minutes of air left and only 1 minute away. And you're sitting there with a .45. And the terrorist who knows where your loved one is laughing at you, while the ACLU lawyer reads you his rights. 4 minutes left. Now, my question to you is, after you put a bullet in the head of the ACLU lawyer, what do you do next? And that's the name of that tune. Everybody's fair and impartial except when it's their ass on the line. Then fairness and impartiality goes out the window. And there are men and women who are dying for us tonight, covered up in the press, being listed as NATO troops to be identified later in Afghanistan. And they have given their all, and you're going to play fair and impartial because you got no skin in the game? Screw you, buddy. So, having said that, then I turned on Fox. And the interview
was Hucklebuck, Governor Hucklebuck, who I like. He's a country boy, and a lot of people like him, and he's a religious guy, and a lot of people like him. But I got to tell you something. He's no Nathan Hale. And what the sucker question was, do you think that Ted Cruz has hurt the Republican Party? Well, let me tell you about parties. First off, the Democrat Party is now the Republican Party. The Communist Party is now what used to be the Democrat Party. And the rhinos inside the Republican Party are reservists for the communists. And they are only interested in their skin. And they labeled Ted a terrorist, and that he was responsible for the Republicans getting a bad rating for boycotting the Obamacare. But let me tell you, it wasn't that the Republicans got a bad rating because of Ted Cruz. The Republicans got a bad rating because they don't know how to fight communist propaganda. They're walking into the lion's den asking what's for lunch. And the communists are playing chess, and we're playing checkers. And the only party that stands a chance to save this country is the Tea Party. And the Tea Party welcomes all tea bags. And tea comes in many flavors: orange, pekoe, jasmine, black. But so they asked Hucklebuck, and Hucklebuck very nicely put the knife in. He played Brutus. He played Brutus. He says, "Oh yes, Ted Cruz is a nice guy, but you know what? He shouldn't have done what he did." Let me tell you about Governor Hucklebuck. Governor Hucklebuck, in order to appease voters and create the impression that he was fair and impartial and appealing to black voters, released a black prisoner from jail who was in jail for murder. And Governor Hucklebuck pardoned him. And guess what that guy did? He went to a luncheonette for breakfast. He went to a breakfast nook where four policemen were sitting at a table, three males and one female, and he offed them all. He killed them. Now he's back in jail finishing the meal that those cops couldn't finish. So Governor Hucklebuck, in his generosity, killed four police officers. But you'll never hear that story because it doesn't fit with his resume. So you can say what you want. And Ted Cruz got an 8-minute standing ovation in Texas, the only state left in the union. And the communists are working real hard to destroy that. They're moving whole families down there to destroy Texas. So in other news today, Supreme Court Judge Scalia said that the 14th Amendment protects white people also, and communist Supreme Court judge appointed by Obama, Sotomayor, says, no, it doesn't. And so I did a little a blog which says, Sotomayor attacks Scalia. Soviet Supremes are now ruling from the bench. Learn to say the word communist. It is back in style. Say it once. See how many labels you get muzzled with. The other socialist party, the Nazis, died in 1945. The communists are stronger than ever today in the USA. They call themselves Democrats. Look at their platform. No God, burn the flag, kill children in chop shops, tax weed, and open up more rehab camps. Disarm the opposition and kill all those who resist. Give Europe to Mother Russia. Give the Middle East to Al-Qaeda and the Russian troops just caught in Syria. Give Israel to Iran and make it look like a SEAL team chopper crash. Plant communist sympathizers like professors in college and the Rhino Party. Kill all witnesses to Benghazi under Operation Blood Clot. Still to this day, the media won't name Smith, Woods, and Daugherty. They're remembered as three others, and even Fox does it. Three others. And I say, this country can't lose with Ted Cruz. And don't be surprised when Ted Cruz starts to come on strong that one day a big scandal breaks out that Ted Cruz and the other presidential candidate, Kane, had nine white women in a hotel. And the same blonde that lives next door to the Democrat Party will come out and say she knew Ted Cruz personally. Yeah. Don't be surprised, because remember, you're not fighting Democrats. The Democrat Party died with Harry Truman. You're fighting communists, and communists have no rules. Communists have no God, and that means no rules. No Ten Commandments to abide by. Communists have no God and no rules. And the Repuppies are walking around singing Kumbaya. So this country can't lose with Ted Cruz. St. Joseph McCarthy, give us a new list. And blessed Tim Tebow, pray for us. I am so incensed about the fact that the communists want to make the Marine Corps wear women's hats. And then they go after under God. The Air Force Academy and the Army is backing down under the extreme pressure put on them by a one guy, one atheistic communist. I think his name is Weinstein. And so what they've done is they've ruled that you don't have to say under God. It's going to be an addition. And I said, I told my wife, who thinks I'm crazy, and she's a psychiatrist, and we all know that psychiatrists are crazy. I told her that from now on I'm going to take famous patriotic sayings, and I'm going to add under God to every one of them. And I gave her two examples, John Paul Jones, fighting the British ship, the Serapis. When the Brits thought he was defeated, he turned and he said, I have just begun to fight under God. And what was the other one that, it's slipping my mind. Oh, I know, at the seizing of Fort Ticonderoga. Patrick Henry said, give me liberty under God or give me death. So every time I quote another national hero, I'm always inserting their saying and inserting under God. And because if you, like on Sean Hannity, when he tells people they're a great American, the left goes nuts. They go nuts. They babble for hours afterwards. And the third one was the seizing of Fort Ticonderoga by Ethan Allen and the Green Mountain Boys from Vermont. You couldn't find a Green Mountain Boy in Vermont now if you tried. Vermont is now known as the first Soviet state. And it's in the top 20 godless states. The city, Burlington, is one of the top 20 godless cities. New York State has four. Albany is one. Buffalo is one. New York City itself. I had a guy say to me, how many guys do you think are in the mafia? And I said, I have no idea. He says, about 800. Guess how many communists are on the east side in New York? I said, I have no idea. He said about 80,000. Oh, man. Are we in trouble? And the third one was that Ethan Allen with the Green Mountain Boys kicked in the front door of Fort Ticonderoga and shouted, "Surrender in the name of the great Jehovah." Can I get a witness? So don't let them take your religion away, and if you never went to there before, it becomes a holding pen for when you go to the concentration camp. They'll take you to church. The communists will take you to church. That's a good place. They always get the people in church before they burn it down. Yeah, they'll be around. If you're in the neighborhood and you look like you might be praying, they're going to take you. And then there's another one that's one of our greatest curses. We got two great curses in this country, child murder and drug addiction. There isn't a borough. There isn't a township in the country that's drug-free. We are all slaves of the dope man. But this article is called, "Hey, communist infiltrated Army and Air Force. Instead of deleting One Nation Under God, how about we keep One Nation Under God and add Deliver Us From Evil, Amen? A woman's right to kill. I bought an egg the other day, and now I know everything about choice. There is no choice. Another lie is, when does life begin? When the sperm penetrates the egg, the soul says, how you doing? That's jackpot, three Liberty Bells straight across. Another American citizen on God's books, with the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The party of death, the Communist Party, formerly Democamos, formerly Democrats, will lie and say Roe versus Wade is settled law. So were the Nuremberg Laws of 1938, and the judges who enforced those laws were hanged. In judging women who kill their children, we give a pass to the donor. Who won't even spring for cab fare to the Democratic Party chop shop. He should have his ovaries removed also. Think about what you're doing, girls. Think about what you're doing. Did you hear about that girl was carrying her child, her fetus, in a shopping bag, and she was in Victoria's Secrets? You think Victoria's Secrets are led to what's in the shopping bag? Do you think that getting high and doing drugs increases the abortion rate? No, right? Oh. You got a lot to learn, buddy. You got to see the light.
Cared much for moonlit skies, never winked back at fireflies, but now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe, but now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark, that's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine, I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for moonlit skies, I never winked back at fireflies, but now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on a mistletoe, but now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. little light. You know I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and lit that spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine, never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
I know a guy, he's about 46, he's gone back to school. He has a pension from a city job, and he's taking another, he's starting another life. And he was not a good student when he was a teenager, but he's a good student now. And one of the things he remarked to me was how studious the Oriental kids are and how studious the Indian from India kids are. And he says, and the other jerks coming in half stoned after partying, and they can't wait to get out of the classroom, and these people are just taking notes and studying, and they're going to be somebody. And then I hear that 25% of high school kids drop out. 25%. And all I hear from the Demo Camos, the party of death, all I hear from them is we need more money for education because we're not doing a good job with the children. Man, unbelievable. These kids in Africa are walking 5 miles to go to classroom with no shoes. I watched five congresspersons, see, I'm brainwashed too, sitting on a panel with 50 empty congressional seats, and they were conversing with representatives of the U.S. military and talking about a sequestration. And my conclusion is sequestration will reduce our fighting capabilities. And don't be shocked if someday something happens real big and it requires additional troops, and the president tells you we can't go because we don't have them. Yeah, we can't go and defend Vermont that just fell. Yeah, the training is now only for troops in combat. Do you know that? They don't have money for double-hulled MRAPs. That's to keep them from getting their legs blown off. We can't, but we have money for to buy sissy hats for the Marine Corps. We're all going to be the same. Yeah, we're all going to be the same. We're going to be dead. We're going to be stoned to death. They're going to be toppling walls on us. Yeah, Marines don't need umbrellas easy. Either. Only sissy presidents do. The lady in charge of the hearing was Loretta Sanchez, and she's the best chance that the Department of Defense has. Yeah, should call her Fat Chance. And you know what? Loretta Sanchez wanted to have the Demo Camo convention in California. Guess where? Playboy Club. How does that grab you? The best congressman who should have been in charge was a passionate military surgeon who reminded everyone that every day he sees new casualties that the press covers up. This press is the communist press. Pravda would be fairer. Unbelievable. Izvestia would be fairer than this communist press. The opinion of the services was we are not ready for any surge. On another network, I heard a communist say, and get used to the word, it's coming back. Our president is being accused of being one. Do we really need a full-time military dress code subcommittee who recommends sissy hats for warriors? How about we sequester Obama's communist czars who stab Americans in the back? Have you heard the rumor that the person most responsible for the $1 billion computer program that will shove all the lambs into health care was awarded to a school chum of Michelle Obama in a no-bid contract. On Dick Morris yesterday, Mr. Strange, that's a real name, Mr. Strange, and his lawyer were guests. Mr. Strange lost his Navy SEAL son from SEAL Team 6. He said there is a possibility the SEALs were betrayed in a phone-ahead ambush. The six Afghan troopers were swapped out at the last minute. A clumsy helicopter CH-47 was used instead of a more capable chopper. There was no helicopter escort, which usually preps the area before landing. The black box was not recovered, and all the bodies were cremated. Was it a gift to atone for bin Laden? Why is the doctor who helped pinpoint the bin Laden still being tortured in a Pakistani prison? Why would we pay $1.8 billion and not get him released? We gave a gift to the Pakistanis of $1.8 billion this week. And nobody said that. What about this guy? Can we get him back? We're giving you $1.8 billion. Isn't that enough ransom money? Does Obama have a program to leave all witnesses behind enemy lines or just hide them in hospitals under assumed names? Hey, Hillary, how's that blood clot coming? It cleared up on the last day of office after 5 p.m. Until the Soviet capture of the Red House, no information about sealed products was ever released to the public. Yet the play Hollywood movies entitled Obama Gets Osama after giving him 4 months to get away. Leon Pineda identified the SEAL team under God that executed Osama, prompting one SEAL team member to tell his Ma, be careful, we have been betrayed. Oh, how quick they were. Hollywood was right there. They had a casting call and directors. Have you noticed that since Bush left office, the American casualty count never gets mentioned? The word American is deleted from KIA reports. In Afghanistan today, NATO troops were fired upon in the back by friendlies wearing Afghan uniforms, and one NATOan was killed. We do not know the nationality of the dead American at this time. Well, let's check the KIA list. Bush, 8 years, a 461. Obama bin Laden in 5 years, 2,500, including SEAL Team 6, plus 51 shot in the back and one throat cut, teaching kids how to play basketball. So, how do you like those apples? I'm getting ready to sign off, and I'm going to say sayonara. I'm going to go out with... Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, make me president for a day. And one day I'll have 60,000 guys pumping gas all over this country, being paid for by the oil companies, and no woman will ever have to get her hands dirty holding a nozzle. Yeah. And not only that, but gas will be $1 a gallon, and we'll be pumping it all out all over the place. Anybody that's got oil gets a free pump. And here's the tune to in commemoration of black gold. That's oil.
Free from black gold, our love never can be. Once we live in a shack, black gold. Spider captures the fire and